This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The story of Ibrahim and Ismail alayhi salam. Here, the scholars of tafsir say that Ismail was between the age of 11 and 13 when Ibrahim alayhi salam received the command. When he saw this dream during the days of Hajj, and we're in the month of Hajj, right? It says that Ibrahim saw this dream continuously during the first few days of Dhul Hijjah. Then on the 8th of Dhul Hijjah, Yawm al-Tarwiyah, he started contemplating the dream. This is according to some of the scholars of fiqh, some of the scholars of Islam. This is the explanation they give to the names of the days of Hajj. That Yawm al-Tarwiyah is from Rawwa Yurawi Tarwiyatan. Rawwa Yurawi Tarwiyatan refers to you playing something over and over again in your mind, contemplating over something. In today's world, we call it putting it on loop, right? So it ends and you start again. It ends and you start again. He's thinking about this dream on the 8th. On the 9th, Yawm Arafah. Arafah is from the letter Ayn, Ra, and Fa, which denotes knowledge. So on the 9th, he knew that this dream is a command for me to sacrifice my son. And on Yawm al-Nahar, which is the 10th, which is the day of sacrifice, was the day that he put the knife to the neck of his son. Right? But subhanAllah, when Allah tells us about this whole conversation in Surah Saffat, Allah doesn't say that he understood the dream and he told his son, let's go. Right? No. Allah says that Ibrahim parented his child, nurtured his child, looked after the iman of his child, raised it to the level where he was confident that his child was now ready to engage him in this particular discussion. A discussion of this caliber. This is a different level of submission. I'm going to tell my child that I'm going to put a knife to your neck and sacrifice you. And I need to be confident that when I tell him this, he's not going to run away from Allah, but he's going to embrace Allah. Allah says, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعْهُ السَّعْيِ. When Ismail was now ready to have the conversation with Ibrahim alayhi salam, قَالَ يَا بُنَيْ. He said to his son, oh my dear son, indeed I see in my dream that I'm slaughtering you. What is your view about it? Why would he ask his son his view about it if he wasn't confident that his son would remain a Muslim after he gives the answer? You only ask him when you're confident that I've nurtured him and raised him well. He's ready to have this conversation. I want to have that further confidence. I want to hear from him. I want him to make manifest to me that his iman is intact. What do you think, my son? And his son says, Ya Abati, oh my dear father, if alma tu'mar, do what Allah has told you to do. It's not easy, my dear father, but inshallah, you will find me from the patient, because you taught me that if Allah brings me to it, Allah will take me through it. So inshallah, you'll find me from the patient. If I'm left by myself, it's going to be hard. But you've raised my iman to a level where I believe that Allah is with me in this process. So do what you've been commanded to do. This is parenting, brothers and sisters in Islam. And this is parenting in practice, taking from the stories in the Quran. We have parental philosophies being shared within the story. All we have to do is contemplate it.